gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The stubborn heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the stubborn heroes.
Hello and welcome to the Stubborn Heroes Podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Game Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Billy, who plays Benjamin Grimshaw.
Oh, hey there.
Anthony, who plays Strata the Lore Keeper.
Hello.
David, who plays Bonnie.
Hello.
Cody, who plays Belgarad.
Hello.
And Parker, who plays Tyrannus.
Hello.
Remember when I used to try to say Tyrannus' last name?
Yeah.
All the time. And I fucked up so much, I'm like, I'm just calling you Tyrannus.
It's fine.
You know? But Tyrannus is also the only one who protected us from just being the B team, which would have been an amazing name, by the way, if all of you had characters with, because we had Ben, Belgarath, Bonnie.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't be the six. We'd be like, we're the bees.
We're the busy bees.
So remember,
Strata was going to be a B name too. Yeah,
exactly. What was the name again? I ended
up
giving
Brixton.
Brixton, and that was such a good fucking name, man. But then I ended up giving it to the tavern guy.
What a dick.
Okay, I need 2 minutes.
It wasn't his decision.
Ray comes back. He's Basuan instead.
Basuan.
With the at the end of it.
It makes me think of fucking Babe.
I was going to say he's probably
Basuan.
It makes sense if he got came back polymorphed as a sheep.
Wait, what kind of bullshit was talking about while I was gone?
All kinds.
Don't worry about it. You're
all of it.
Leave it in the recording.
Yeah,
it's like one of those hidden messages we leave for you.
Yeah.
Great.
But also, right, I'm going to change my name to Byranus. Byranus.
Okay, now everybody's going to roll to see who wants to retell what happened in the last episode.
I'll retell it.
We used to do that. Okay. Yeah. I would love to hear. Yeah, you retell it, Parker. You weren't even here.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, no, yeah, Billy does it.
Let's do it together, Parker.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, guys. Go.
One word at a time.
So the monster started hatching, and then once they did, Tyrannus and Ben were like, "Oh, fuck this. I'm not doing with this. I'm done. I'm retiring." We fucked off, and then Belgarath just got ass fucked brutally by these monsters, just horribly, just awfully, just like the most brutal scene you could ever imagine. Yeah.
Like goblin tentacle slayer
porn.
Shit.
Yeah.
Tentacle porn, as they was. Yeah, so anyways, for real though, in the last episode, besides the ass fucking, Strata did some heavy research. Then you witnessed the end of the world as it seems. The moon exploded. Chaos ensued. Fire and screaming. And, you know, you saw the fall of the world within mere moments, it seems. And giant meteors crashed down upon the city, but also probably millions more all over the continent. You know, some are bigger than others, and what seems to have happened is within these meteorites are dormant monsters, almost half-made abominations. And when too many people got close to these monsters, their blood siphoned from their bodies, absorbed into the stone, which then melted and the monsters came to life. Strata, you avoided the largest chunk that hit the city because you left the Curio Libria, and the biggest meteor that fell on Storm Talon crashed directly into the center of the city upon the Curio Libria library, which is right next to the guard barracks. So when you finally met up with the team, everybody worked together, fought against the creatures. You fought against what's known as the Herald of Blood, this robed, large robed figure holding a bloody scepter. And beneath the robes and this, you know, hefty metal mask with these burning slots of fire underneath are these writhing worms. The being just seems to be made of these writhing worms. And these worms came out and started resurrecting the dead. And at this point, that seems to have spread so far that the city itself is just completely overrun with the undead at this point. You guys tried to stop this Herald of Blood. Strata, you used a very, very successful slow spell. But unfortunately, you guys more decided to face the enemies that were closest to you instead of going after the Herald. And the Herald did ultimately end up escaping after throwing some very powerful spells at Strata that nearly killed him. Strata had to break concentration and sort of hide and retreat a little bit, which gave the Herald an opening to scurry away, you guys didn't see him again. You ultimately defeated, though, the monsters around you with the help of Desmond Kilmo, who is just a simple Stormglaive, whose father was the captain of this regiment of Stormglaives that he had helping you. His father died in front of him. You guys decided on the spot as knights to promote Desmond to the next captain, and you convinced the king of that when you finally made your way to Storm's End Cavern. And on your way to Storm's End Tavern as well, you guys saw in the distance, Strata, while you were flying, you saw this what seemed to be some sort of gargantuan five-headed hydra that was just seemed to have been digging into the earth where it stood. And yeah, so you guys eventually made your way to Storm's End Tavern, avoided that hydra because it looked quite dangerous, and really the king asked you to come here so that we could regroup, get all the forces together, because the city has, for all intents and purposes, fallen in many ways, and we need to make a plan and to figure out what's going on. You still haven't seen Ben or Tyrannus, but that is where you all find yourselves now. So around the table, we have Strata, we have Thanthui, we have Commander Redora. She stands right next to the king. She seems to be the commander of the Stormglaives within Storm Talon. The king himself, next to him, is the owner of this esteemed establishment, the Storm's End Tavern, which is Bogrin Firebeard, the only dwarf that has ever come into this campaign. He is not from these lands. He only came recently. And he's from the Circle of the Moon, the same tribe that Myra, who you all encountered earlier, when Ben had passed away. He seems to be part of her druid circle. Next to him at the table as well is, of course, the young Captain Desmond Kilmo, with his amazing skills to be able to leap over fire and kill monsters. And we have Belgarath, and then we have Bonnie. And that's where we left off. Outside, the screams of the townspeople is heard, but this seems to be a safe haven for now. You would hear the flapping of wings, and sometimes the roof itself is caved in and you can see the sky, the darkened sky with streaks of red still in certain places falling. And you just feel a gust of wind as Arnagos, the gargantuan falcon, flies overhead. Leaping down, picking up the undead in its mouth, tearing them apart.
Good boy.
Suddenly, the doors burst open. The guards ready themselves with their glaives, and standing there in the doorway is Benjamin Grimshaw and Tyrannus. Covered in blood and guts and bruises and gashes. And right behind you, Tyrannus, I don't have her token, I'll throw it down now, is Zoe as well.
I would say Ben would probably be in his wolf form.
The last time you guys saw Ben and Tyrannus, they were picked up by Gloomstalkers and flew into burning buildings. So you don't know what's happened between now and then, but obviously they have sending stones. They've heard everything the king and you guys have been saying. And I've given both of them an update, but yeah, that's what you guys see.
Let me tell you, man, we've seen some shit.
Please never ask us what happened there. I never want to talk about what we just went through.
I've never gone through anything like that before in my life.
Really, what happened?
Let's just move on.
Yeah. Let's just get past that.
It's nice to see you all. Come inside, please. Get out of the door.
Ben would
what's out there behind you.
Transition back into a humanoid form as he sees his allies.
Took your sweet ass time getting here.
Like I said, don't ask.
What have you guys been up to for the last month or so? I haven't seen you, Tyrannus. Ben? Good to see you again. Anyways, off topic.
the king raises a hand. Yes, very much off topic, Strata. Thank you, Tyrannus and Mr. Grimshaw, for joining us. And the guards sort of still hold up their glaives a bit shaking because, you know, they're a bit traumatized with everything going on. They're sort of looking at you, Ben, in your wolf form. And then once you go out of the wolf form, they seem to ease up and they ease up. And then eventually they allow you two to enter. Following behind you, Ben, is, of course, your little turret. And then it jumps up on your shoulder. You guys approach what seems to be a large table. This seems to be the biggest tavern table. Usually patrons would be celebrating in this tavern. Hero, you know, adventurers here to find quests. But right now, the mugs are empty and splashed upon the floor. Everything has been pushed off. And what's laid before you is a battle map of the city with different tokens representing the different forces. Commander Redora is there sort of placing the pieces down. And as the two of you enter, Tyrannus, are you headed to the table or where are you headed? Are you headed to the bar? It looks like you're headed to the bar.
No, I just can't sit around the table on this. Oh, I could. I'm a little bit on top of people. But no, I would go to the table.
Okay. And as Redora is setting up these pieces and you guys surround the table, Bogren will watch you all. He sips at his coffee. He puts down his mug. All of a sudden, you guys would just see a poof of magic around this dwarf. And he transforms into a macaw, a majestic bird with rainbow colors all over his body. Shimmering, glowing feathers that glow an assortment of different colors like a rainbow. And he flies across the room and then lands behind the bar.
I'll fix you all a nice drink. How about that? What would you like?
If you take some simple whiskey and some apple juice and juniper sprigs and you stir together, I will have one of those, please.
Good. Okay. And you see him. He just quickly moves around the bar and he starts making your drink and then he makes it. Yeah, next.
I was going to say when Ben comes in and sees everybody at the table, he would have made his way to the bar to make himself a drink.
And Bogren beats you to it, and he hands you just a big bottle of whiskey with an empty shot glass.
Beautiful.
What about the rest of you, hey?
Belgrath's already drinking from his horn.
Captain Kilmo, you know, Desmond kind of declines. He's like, I must keep my wits about me. May the Tempest guide my path on this day. He seems very rattled.
Bonnie will look over at him and be like, I think what he's having it. And point over at Ben.
Okay. Takes that order, Tyrannus.
What about you, Bluey? This may be our last day on this planet.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I was given some sort of, like, did someone cast a spell on me? Or
Ben gave you like an anti-hangover cure.
Anti-hangover. Okay. I was trying to remember.
I'll just have water for now. I my head is finally clear. I just need water.
You're all given your drinks. He gives Zoe a bowl of fish water that she starts drinking up. Thanthui requests some sort of weird green drink that seems to, like, simmer. It almost looks like acid.
Salt water.
And you're all served up your drinks. Bonnie, you're served milk and cookies.
isn't she like 14 now?
Shit.
And Bogren returns to the table, and by this time, Commander Redora has placed all the pieces upon the battle map. Suddenly, you feel the entire tavern sort of rattle as Arnados sticks his head inside and slowly descends down, and the king raises his hand up and sort of pets the tip of Arnagos's beak. One second.
Gata is in wonder right now. He hasn't seen the creature up close.
While that's going on, Bonnie will look over at Belgrath and grab his horn and drink out of it. It's the closest drink that she can come to.
Belgrath will literally pull the horn away and kick her to the side.
Ben will kind of nudge Bonnie and be like, come over to this table. And I'll pour her a shot and hand over the shot glass. If we're going to die tomorrow, I ain't going to worry about little things like age. If we're going to die, we might as well die happy. Fuck it.
Over to the cool person.
Look at Belgrath and everyone else.
Ben's the bad influence uncle.
Belgrath flips you off. So the king continues to rub the feathery chin of Arnagos.
Aye, Arnagos, we will ride into battle again.
Commander Redora speaks.
My king, I must insist that you do not do that. We should evacuate the city with whatever we can and regroup. Evacuate? Storm Talon? Have you lost your mind, Redora?
Sir, the situation is dire.
I am aware of what the situation is. If we abandon the city, we will let these monsters win, and the rest of the Isles will follow.
I must insist, she says. Go ahead. Go ahead, Strata.
Where would we evacuate to?
Redora speaks. There are tunnels underneath, run by some rather unsavory folks who do not agree with the Stormglaive occupation. But we could funnel ourselves and the citizens through these tunnels and escape safely. We will have to abandon the city and perhaps come back later to defend it, but no, I... The king sort of puts his hands down, he's just shaking his head.
For 1,000 years, my family has protected this city and this kingdom. We cannot let it fall in mere hours.
Strata, at that moment, your crystals on your body begin to shimmer a light pink. And you hear a voice.
Strata, you must run. Flee. I will bring you to me like last time. Strata, come to me. I will protect you.
He kind of clears his throat and he says,
if we really wanted to, I could get us out of here.
And then he looks at Tyrannus, like last time. Ben,
oh, you're gonna run away again.
Well, he doesn't say anything.
In this case, that might be the best option. As much as I want to help our good king here reclaim the city, after what Tyrannus and I just experienced out there, it is not going to be an easy task. We need everything we can get our hands on. We need people. We need resources. We need to organize something more than a handful of people in a room.
I agree with Ben.
The king slams his hand into the table.
No! Redora, we were to evacuate, how many innocent lives would be lost?
My king, if we are to stay and we die, then all of the lives will be lost.
He sort of shakes his head.
There must be something we can do.
We fight.
Everybody kind of looks over at Bonnie. And then the king looks at Belgrath. What do you say, then? You're quiet.
I say to hell with it and we fucking fight. Stop fucking beating around this goddamn fucking table and let's get out there and beat the fuck out of everything.
Well, you seem determined. Speaking of the table, I guess... Redora, I understand what you're saying, and Heroes 6, I understand what you're saying, but... Let's at least look at the map. Perhaps there is a way we could do it. Perhaps we wouldn't have to run. Here.
And if you guys scroll down, you will see... What you see is exactly what you see here with this burning city and the giant crater in the middle. So you see the center of Storm Talon, where desolation has completely taken over this part of the city, like most of the rest of the city. There's undead walking around, and what you see is a giant figure in the middle.
So essentially what we see here.
And if you have any questions, yeah, what you see are just tokens. Like, you don't see what the figure is, but you guys can ask questions and I'll explain in character.
Is there any kind of information that Tyrannus and I can get based on what we experienced on our way here?
Good idea. I would say... roll a perception check, both you and Tyrannus. How about that? Just quick perception while you guys were making your way.
We may not have gotten a good look, but we would have seen something.
That's a 12.
Okay.
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20. Tyrannus, you were just so overwhelmed with the fire and the death and everything. You just wanted to get to the end to get to your allies. Ben, you remember seeing... while you were coming back, what seemed to have been a giant, a gargantuan, sorry, like sized, what you can only describe as a hydra. Every book you've ever read, all the scary, spooky ghost stories of monsters from the Age of Chaos, you remember hearing about stories about the hydra. And yeah, so you definitely know that what you saw was a hydra, and it seemed to have been burrowing itself in and digging into the ground. And you saw several undead, and at one point, Ben, for a moment, you swear that within the area, you also saw what seemed to be a robed figure with a bloody scepter. But it was gone before you could even make heads or tails of it.
Like as I was running or something?
Yeah.
So Ben would kind of sketch out the Hydra just while everybody else is kind of doing their thing.
What would tech be? Like, monsters are my thing. So I want to look at like their history or whatever else, like their weaknesses.
Would have advantage. Do a history check with advantage.
I have advantage. Or
yeah. So or a religion check.
I just want to change it.
But yeah, let's finish what Billy was doing. Go ahead.
Ben's just trying to like sketch out and like draw what he remembers seeing, so he can kind of show the rest of the party. Be like, this is kind of what we're up against.
Yeah, and you give that to Bonnie there, and Bonnie.
Religion.
I told you history or religion. You chose history.
That was a fail one. That was the not right one.
Okay, but anybody else is allowed to do sort of a history check. So oh, yeah, Ben has brought a lot.
Brent, I like that one better.
Sorry, you're not doing the religion. I said history or religion, David. But you sort of show Bonnie. Bonnie, today you're not remembering your schooling at the Crucible of Ravens
today. Must have been that shot.
It was that shot that you got from Ben. You're a bit like, whoa, wait a second. And you're not really doing that well. Ben has now presented a sort of, you know, a because, you know, Ben can draw, and he sort of has drawn what seems to be a good representation of that middle token there. So anybody now rolling history will get advantage, thanks to Ben.
Thank God.
Okay.
I rolled an effort too.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you get double advantage.
I'm just glad you said 24. Perception for me, because I have advantage because of lycanthropy.
I mean, I feel like Tyrannus would ask Thanthwi if he's seen that in any of his books, right?
Sure. You know what? If you want to roll a history check for Thanthwy, if you have his character sheet.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Pull it up. Roll a history check. We're not leveling him.
Yeah, he does have all the monster.
He's literally got a monster manual. Well, part of one.
Sorry, history with advantage?
Yeah. Ooh. Good thing there was advantage.
16. All right,
so between the 24 and the 16, yeah, Bonnie's too drunk to figure out anything. Ben, you sort of had this picture. And so, Strata, when you look at this picture, one phrase comes to your mind. Mithrax, the World Eater. This creature, and this is your studies that you learned while you were just at the library. Okay, sorry, this isn't from your studies at Strixhaven. Because this is literally the history of this world, right? You've been to many worlds. Strixhaven, you know. So, you would remember Mithrax the World Eater. It is said that Mithrax was a child of the Blood Moon, brother to Kazef, the Chaos Hound, and is quite literally the father of all Hydra. So the mother of monsters, some of the first monsters she ever produced, her first children, were Kazef the Chaos Hound was her number one baby. And then there was Mithrax, the World Eater. And there was one more, but you don't remember the name of that one. But there was one more. And you just know it was some sort of sea creature.
Okay.
So this would be akin to a demigod.
Okay.
We're in the big leagues now, boys.
Yeah, Strata's just gonna say. So Strata's gonna look at Ben's drawing, and he's just gonna stutter out them. Mithrax, the World Eater. Ben, that is the Kazef's younger brother.
Really?
Yes.
You see the king and others in the room sort of look at each other in shock, and some of the guards are trembling. What?
Wow.
The king says, impossible. Mithrax, the World Eater. That's just a fable. Stories tell of those monsters living in these lands during the Age of Chaos over 10,000 years ago. It's real.
Most people don't understand that we are living through history. And he kind of gestures around him. We are those fables. To somebody else.
Aye, says Bogren. He sort of nods to you, Strata.
And one day, the children will read stories of this day, and how either you stood up and felled a demigod to save this city, or you ran.
Well, if this is KZF's kin right here, I'm staying. And I'm going to do everything in my power to take that bastard down. And then Strata, I'm going for Kazef.
Your crystals glow again.
Run, Strata. Come to me.
I will do what we all do. I think we should regroup. This doesn't... It shouldn't change anything. In fact, it should make us run away quicker, actually. I don't know why this news has emboldened us to stay.
If there's even a chance I can take him down and cause KZF even a minor slight amount of grief that he caused so many others, then I'm gonna take it.
Benjamin, you are clouded by this... revenge. We need to
Live another day. Regroup. You said it yourself 2 moments ago.
Ben.
Maybe it's the whiskey. Maybe I'm just feeling a little frisky tonight.
Why do you always want to run away like a coward?
Benjamin, if you stay, I'm staying with you.
And you notice Tyrannus is slurring his speech a little bit.
I won't leave you behind this time.
None of that matters now, man. We gotta choose our own paths here. Now, if you all want to leave, I will join you. Just something's telling me, especially knowing that Mithrax is Kazeth's kin. I don't know. Maybe we're supposed to be here. Maybe we have to stay.
We could really use that time traveler guy. He could tell us if we win or not.
Here just a few moments ago. Well, not here, but in the city. I wonder if he's still around.
Rider Melody.
In any case, I'll stay if you stay, but I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not leaving.
Well, let's let our good king here decide.
The king is quiet for a moment. He turns around, looks into the fireplace which is burning ahead of him.
I have fought in many wars. And here I was, thought we were prepared to take on Xing once again. Yet this Mother of Monsters has shown that I was a fool. I think we need to stay. But only if we have a good plan on how to beat this creature. On how to stop Mithrax. If that is the World Eater, and we were to destroy it, imagine the hope that would instill in our people. To the other kingdoms that are no doubt suffering just like we are. That Storm Talon did not fall. That we saved it. And that we can make them bleed too.
Commander Redora smiles and nods at the king.
Yeah,
so, Six, tell me, what is our plan here?
And he gestures to the map, and as you guys look at the map now, it is exactly what you see, the battlefield ahead of you there. If you have any questions about the battlefield or anything on the battlefield, just let me know. Let's strategize. You guys have to work together now to make a plan. If you want to move forward with this, if you can't make a good enough plan, you decide you want to hightail it out of here and come back another day, you can do that. That you sure can. Okay? But the ball's in your court now.
King, you mentioned the tunnels beneath the city?
Aye. There's the sewers beneath Storm Talon. They're run by smugglers, mostly, nowadays. There are some dangers down there, too, but we know the safe passageways. We allow these gangs to run themselves through the sewers because they also protect it from any outside influences.
Well, I hesitate to involve anybody unsavory like that, but it might provide us cover for getting from here to there, unnoticed.
Commander Redora nods. Yes, I can speak to the Jackal. He currently owns this district below. He should provide us with safe passage.
What do we think it's digging for? The Hydra. We thought it was digging, right? What's down there?
That is strange.
There's nothing down there that we know of. This is the king. He landed in the center of the city. I have no idea why he would be digging there.
We have to remember, these creatures were in the moon. The moon's could be millennia old. It could be timeless. We don't know how long these creatures. So this thing it's looking for, it could be so far underneath our feet that we never even knew it was there.
You're right, Ben. You're right.
Whatever is attracting it to make it dig. Our stories do say that Hydra naturally also bury themselves while they hibernate. That could be it, I don't know, but it just seems rather specific to be the center of the city.
If I know anything about demigods or their dealings, everything they do has a purpose. There's something. There's a reason. It's...
DM, I have a question. There wasn't anything in the Curio Libria, like a big, spectacular gemstone or like something that might have been construed as decoration that was actually not.
And just so you know, although he fell on the Curio Libria, the Curio Libria is part of the city center. There's a bunch of things in the city center. There's a barracks, there's, you know, giant pillars.
Just also considering that, like, the restricted section was way, way down below.
So it's he landed on that, but then he's moved since then, and then he started digging.
Sure.
Right?
I think whatever it wants, we should distract it, because if it gets what it wants, even if it's just hibernating, it may become more powerful, or... We should distract it. We should draw its attention somewhere else.
Desmond speaks up. Tyrannus, are you okay? You seem...
I think he's drunk again.
I only served him water.
You notice Tyrannus' glass has, like, refilled itself a couple times as well.
Ben knows what's going on.
I'm fine. Look, just... maybe we can use the bird. The falcon to distract it.
Arnagos has been around for thousands of years and has ridden into battle with me many times. I will ride Arnagos again.
Aye, and I have seen a battle or two myself.
Perhaps it would be best if we distracted the undead from the surrounding area. Well, you all took care of Mithrax directly.
Did it make our job slightly easier, yes.
Looking at this battle map, would anybody like to just roll a quick investigation, see if they find anything of interest?
Or investigate my shit suck last time.
Your shit suck last time.
Uh-huh.
I got a 5.
Oh god, I thought it was me that rolled that 5. Nope.
23.
Alright, yeah. That's a really good. Okay.
Now, before I forget, Ben would walk over to Strata and be like, here, since you're gonna be traveling with us, and at least for the next day or so until we die, you might as well have one of these, and I'll give him a sending stone.
You run away again.
Now we can communicate from across the realms.
Let's see. So, Tyrannus, you've unfortunately drunken yourself into a stupor, and you can't make heads or tails of the map there. And but then all of a sudden you notice a piece, and you start staring at it, and you think, "Wait a second, is that?" But then you end up burping and nearly throwing up and losing your train of thought.
Just garbled the drunk sounds.
So who's next? Let's see. Belgarath with a 3. You know what, Belgarath? One thing is that you have not left rage. You've literally been red-scaled and angry since the battle.
And drinking.
And now you're drinking. And you're just so rage-filled with a 3, you can't tell what the fuck's happening on the map. In fact, you don't care. You're just so pissed.
That's fine.
And very quiet.
Fuck this map.
What's wrong with the map?
Nobody can fuck yourself. How about that?
Are you okay?
Excuse me? If you really want to die today, I can make it happen.
Yeah. You keep saying that, but all it is fucking talk.
Are these tokens supposed to be us?
Some of that. Can you put those back, please? Thank you. Says the commander. Those were there for a reason. Bonnie, you would notice on here that with a 23, you look and you would be drawn to the fact that in this area are 3 pillars. And when you investigate and look at these 3 pillars, you would see that the tokens they're using to represent them have markings on them that are runes that are found in temples to the Tempest.
So, well, Bonnie won't see it yet, so Bonnie will walk up, and as she walks up to the table, she kind of, like, a tentacle comes out and kind of smacks Balgarath, and then she, like, leans over the table. Kind of, like, nudges him, like, get the fuck out of the way. And then she looks and she goes,
oh, these, runes here look like they're marks of the Tempest.
Let me see those.
Oh, no.
Can I look at the...
Yeah.
Wait, who built these? This is good detail.
The king speaks. Those are the Tempest pillars. They're all over the city. The city center has the 3 largest ones. They've been there as long as anyone can remember.
Okay. If I can go near them.
Near them, they're just made of stone.
What are they for?
Roll a religion check.
Strata's just kind of panicking to himself in the corner as he kind of puts together what he wants to say about this.
Unnatural 20.
You'd notice as you ask that question, Tyrannus, suddenly you feel a vibration from your pocket as the arc stone sort of hums a little bit, but only you can feel and hear it, and you feel a connection. Suddenly flashes in your mind as you see yourself churning your lightning into one of the pillars. It seems to arc into all 3, and you see them zap into this Mithrax, who's then completely paralyzed as you do, and then your vision ends and you realize that you could use these pillars to paralyze one creature of your choosing.
Wait, I got something.
Ben, can you, like, make him sober again?
No, listen. The Arc Stone, I can... I just had a vision.
And Trance is, like, blinking really slowly. And, like, his eyes are, like, going, like, you know.
I think I can paralyze this Mithrax. I can use the pillars, and I can stun it, and then that will give us a chance to attack. You're certain of this? The pillars, I can use them. I can use them.
Tyrannus, I can hardly understand him.
The Arkstone's powers are not something to be used lightly.
We're facing a god here.
I know. I have to, when this is finished, I have to talk to you.
When what's finished?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I did some reading this morning before all of this happened. And do you know of a city in the middle of the ocean? A floating city? Do you know of Atlantis? The great old one? This Arkstone is connected to a lot more than I think we know.
Ox.
Would Nigel have maybe told Tyrannus at any point in his life about a city in the ocean?
No, but you had a dream about a floating city recently.
That's true. Right.
Tyrannus, I think this Arkstone is the key holding something back that's very, very, very dangerous. And it might be related to Kesef and this Mistrax.
I've seen the city. It's in the clouds or something. I remember seeing it it was a dream. Or was I awake? It was a vision. It was a nightmare.
I don't know how the city connects to the Arkstone, but that might be where your kind, the Blue Dragonborns, escaped to.
Escaped? Would it?
After the persecution.
Look, we have an opportunity here.
I understand.
I can use this. I can help us take this thing down. What does it matter if there's a floating city and...
It doesn't. I'm just saying, careful. That is all. We do not know what this is, what we are dealing with. Be careful.
This is war. This is no time to be careful.
I have a feeling you're holding back information.
Me? I'm trying to tell everyone the information.
Then just say it. What?
I think...
Don't talk in riddles.
All I'm saying...
Don't sound like this ass hat.
And points over at Belgrath.
Belgrath throws a mug at Bonnie.
Boing!
Bonnie's tentacle comes out and just slaps him.
Is what you're saying is that the Tempest might be a sibling to Kazef or possibly a demigod of...
How dare you speak like of the Tempest in this way, says the king.
What I am saying, I backpedal a little bit, is whatever is locked... The Arkstone is a lock, is a key for a lock. Whatever that lock is holding back should not be unlocked.
Well, luckily, the Arkstone has been lost for 1,000 years. And we need not speak of the Arkstone, says the king.
Yeah.
Tyrannus sends a message through the sending stones, and he just says,
I forgot he was in the room.
Belgrath looks around to see if there's a... Does he see, like, a barrel of water or a sink of water at all?
Yeah, there's a big barrel of water. In fact, there's fishy water that Zoe is drinking out of.
I was going to ask, what is fishy water? Is that
just
water
that... It's
just
water that used
to
have fish in. And Zoe just drinks it up.
Why would it be like tuna juice or something?
Yeah, it's
like
that.
Is it like a barrel?
Yeah, it's in a barrel.
All right. This is the most important thing. Let's figure this out. So, what kind of water is the elder drinking?
Belgrath gets down, heads towards Tyrannus, and pushes him towards the barrel to dunk his head underwater.
Splash. You do it. Tyrannus, you fall out drunk completely submerged into the water.
And then he pulls him out again.
I'm being drunk already?
Get off of me.
He does it once more.
I just wanted to get that out in the open in case we all fucking die here today, but... It's a more detailed conversation than this, but it's not important. Anyways,
Strata,
let's kill this thing.
You and I should have a talk later.
Yes.
Why?
Why secret talk?
Well, him and I have a lot in common. We haven't had the chance to really get to know each other yet.
What is going on?
Just kind of wink.
Belgrad's still holding you, dunking you into the water.
And then Ben goes behind the bar and he's going to try and make like some kind of like whatever he can to like herbal remedy, like almost like coffee to kind of like.
You give him your special hangover juice again?
I'll mix a little bit of that into it and just like kind of like try and soak him up a little bit.
Tyrannus.
I don't want this. I don't want it again. I'm fine.
I just put it on the table beside him and be like, I'll stick to water for a little while there.
Commander Redora facepalms. This is the hope of Storm Talon.
We got this. We're fine. We're fine.
We are figuring it out, yes.
King speaks. Okay, so whatever you're saying, if you think you can paralyze the creature, that would be amazing. Then you would be able to attack it without it being able to defend itself. Free and clear.
That's what I said.
Well, then that seems like the best strategy then, doesn't it? I don't see any other possible dangers or anything that could go wrong, or any missing elements that we may be forgetting.
What will we do about, you said you guys were going to take care of the zombies, yes?
We'll keep everything out of and distracted out of the city center. Yes.
You could specifically distract the Herald of Blood, this larger worm-like mask, this robe and mask.
The creature that brought the dead back to life. Yes.
Yes.
It is swarming the city as we speak. If it shows itself, then what?
Then what indeed?
You kill it.
If it shows itself, the king says, Arnagos and I will fly in to help defend you.
Thank you.
I think it might be a good idea for Bonnie to stay back. And maybe,
fuck that!
You remember what happened last time you got near one of those Tempest Stones. You're no good to us, paralyzed.
What happened?
Don't worry. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this time.
Those were the standing stones. Not these pillars. This isn't a standing stone. Bonnie will be fine. She'll probably be fine.
Aranis, you should probably drink your water.
I'll do it when we're heading out. It's fine.
Or now? Yeah.
Fine.
Tyrannus will go over and take that herbal remedy hangover thing.
Captain Desmond, while you're drinking that, says, And where would you have me be? I would like to come with all of you. Fight on the front lines.
I'm sure that big Hydra will have plenty of little minions, what have you, monsters to defend him.
I want to point something out that I had, since he's all Tempesty, I had Parker make a character sheet for Desmond. So he's no longer just a regular Stormclave guard. He's got a little bit of oomph to him now. So he actually has stats, he has health, and all that stuff.
He's kind of a healer.
So let me point that out before you guys decide where you want him to go. So Bogren says, I'll join the king, and I'll fight and keep the hordes of the dead away from you while you deal with Mithrax. And then the king says, and should that Herald of Blood show themselves, Arnagos and I will join the battle with Mithrax and help defend you. And Commander Redora says, I will connect with the smuggling ring down below, try to give you safe passage to Mithrax. And Captain Desmond there says, so you don't want me to come with you then?
You can come along with us, yeah.
You're the guard captain. You should probably come with us.
Okay.
We'll show you what true battle's all about.
You already have, but I look forward to fighting alongside you again.
That battle was nothing. This one will be interesting.
That's him gulping. He gulps. It's different. You can see my face. Gulp. Gulp. He gulps in fear of that. So I'm going to give you guys a little reprieve, just a quick moment amongst yourselves. You can step outside now, since you sort of have a plan of action here. Tyrannus is sobering up after Belgrath slapped him around a few times. The king says, "This meeting is adjourned then. Everybody knows their places. Let's prepare." You're all going to spend the next, like, you know, 20 minutes just preparing, you know, before you implement your plan. Captain Redora disappears as she seems to open up a hatch and go into the sewers with a few guards with her. The king eats some food, and then he eventually goes outside to meet up with Arnagos. Bogren transforms into a giant macaw and flies into the sky.
While this is all happening, Ben would just kind of be pushing a few buttons on his arm.
Right when the king says the meeting's adjourned, you'd hear like the door slam open, like broke. Belgrath kicked it open. Like, "Well, if we're fucking done here, let's get the fuck going." And he walks outside.
It would also be a good time for Captain Desmond Kilmo to maybe give a speech. Hint, hint.
Oh, that's why the character had your token speech.
Give a speech? Oh, wait, what? Wait a second. Hold on, you made this guy. You gave him a spell? A motivational speech spell? What? What the fuck is this?
Hey, I'm not voicing the character. I'm just saying he probably cast that.
You address allies, staff, or innocent bystanders to exhort and inspire them to greatness. So as the door kicks open, Belgrath walks outside, but then Desmond stands there at the table and he sort of taps it a bit. This is it. This is the day I've waited. When I started this day, I was nothing more than a Stormglaive grunt coming out of the barracks, fighting alongside my father. And as he fell in front of me, it was all of you who helped and inspired me to greatness. Well, now I will inspire you. This day will not be our end. This day, we will save Storm Talon. This day, Mithrax will die.
Yeah.
You're all so glad inspired.
Glad I wasn't in the room for that speech.
You were. You heard it. You're like, you're angry, but you're like, I'm kind of inspired. What does
well, he was
do?
Screaming, so I guess I heard him through the broken door.
Let me think. Five. So Billy, Tyrannus, Bonnie, Belgrath, Strata. Yeah, so all the five of us get... I'm going to cast it at this level. So 10 temporary hit points. And... if... And advantage on wisdom saving throws for the next hour. And if you're hit by an attack, you have... advantage on the next attack roll you make.
Okay, you guys gotta remember that.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're all like, yeah, Captain. Come on, cool. So you all... you walk out of the inn. There's just... There's... Stormglaive soldiers are around. You see them battling down the street against the undead. But this... They've created this walled-off area... that is, right now, like I said, a safe haven. You're protected. Belgrath, you walked out first. I'm guessing the rest of you follow.
Yep.
Ben is playing with his tinkering on his little arm. We'll get to that, Ben.
And once it's done, it'd just be like a green blinking light on his arm right now.
Yep, bling, 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 yep. The rest of you walk out. What are you doing, Belgrath?
He's just stomping around like in circles, like kicking rock, like kicking them and send like huge rocks, send them flying in like different directions.
Amazing.
Like it looks like a big rock, but as soon as Belgrath kicks it, it like flies off like a cannonball.
Anime style, just like
pretty much. But like he's not really using like a full force kick. He's using like it looks like he's nonchalantly kicking it and just going flying.
That was quite a move today.
Yeah, he doesn't usually. Stay red that long.
you stop acting like a fucking bitch?
And he's mumbling to himself too.
FYI, say that loud enough for you to hear.
Repeat it.
I said,
someone's in a fucking grumpy mood today. Maybe if he stops being a fucking bitch.
No. We're about to fight a bunch of demons and demigods. Let's not fight amongst each other. That's the last thing we need. Try to keep the
peace.
And
after hearing Bonnie's comment, he like kicks a small pebble like just past her head.
You kick rocks like you can swing a bone.
It's so I don't become weak by a fucking stone.
Alright now, children, let's go. We got some work to do.
Strata's like looking beside himself with nerves, and he's not really saying too much.
Ben's not afraid of death, he's died before. It's nothing.
That was Bonnie.
It's a piece of cake. Once you get over the first time, you get used to it. You know, it hurts less and less every time.
Bonnie died and lost an arm at the same time.
Okay. What about Zoe? Tyrannus, what are you doing with Zoe?
Zoe will come along.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Although I guess owlbears are all feathers. Or is there fur?
He's feathers. Or feathers? She's feathers, yeah.
Okay.
With a bit of fur. I don't know. It could be both. I mean,
yeah, I think it's a little combination.
So you see the fur is kind of matted with blood. Not hers, but just other blood. And, like, I guess the feathers, the blood kind of doesn't, like, stick to it because it's oily. But, Zoe looks like she's been, like, a bucket of blood has been dumped over her.
Battle hardened.
Yeah.
Damn, I have a question. When we GM. Got...
Yep.
GM.
We don't use Dungeon Master anymore since the OGL.
Yeah, that's his, you said that's it. His dead name.
You said it.
I'll edit that out. when we got healed, did we get a full, like a quote unquote long rest, or was that just health that we got?
I'll give you guys long rest because this is quite the. It's okay. You're restored.
I'm pretty sure
you guys are
restored. Did say that it rejuvenates us and everything. And
yeah, okay. It was okay. Kind of a cop because I knew you guys were going to fight against like a demigod.
Unless that was in the last episode. I'm not
I'm
sure.
Giving you the best chance you can. Yeah, so anybody else doing anything?
Bonnie will talk to herself. You hear.
I know. Hey.
Go walk off Bagra. Like,
what the fuck is your problem? If you're gonna be all fucking moody, there's no point in you even fucking coming out with us.
My problem? My problem is you guys don't give a fuck about me. At all. As long as I'm hitting stuff, as long as I turn rage and I hit stuff with my bone and kill stuff, you guys are fucking happy. But am I happy? No. For instance, you killed my fucking aunt! What the fuck was that? The only family I fucking had left that I know of, and you killed her.
Who the fuck was your aunt?
The big green dragon!
To be fair, Bonnie was not there when anything about your aunt was there. She was out being reconditioned. I'm just telling you.
No, you were there in the bar when we talked about that.
Yeah,
and Belgarath was like, those are my family.
Shit. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. This is to his point. Go ahead.
It was the only fucking family I had left. You killed her. But no, did you ask me if I was fine with it? You just killed her off right.
You were unconscious and she was trying to kill us. You're welcome for saving your life.
Go fuck yourself.
So your problem is that a family member of yours died? Oh no, suck it the fuck up.
How many times have we heard you bitch about your parents? Constantly. How many times have we heard Tyrannus fucking bitch about his faith?
Hey!
Constantly.
Listen.
The only one that somewhat understands me a little bit is Ben. But he's too fucking into revenge to even ask me how I'm fucking feeling. Once in a while, maybe ask, "Hey, Belgrav, are you fucking okay?" But, you know, fuck it. We gotta go fight, so let's fucking go.
We can...
Yeah, Belgrath already kind of, like, stomped away.
Work this out later.
Belgrath, you feel your heart racing. And your anger flowing out inside of you. And as Belgrath is walking, you guys would notice his footsteps burn the ground below him.
That's new.
He's going to go Super Saiyan.
Tyrannus is fully sobered up now, and so he's just kind of like checking his equipment. He's got
after that fucking gets yelled at, I wouldn't be surprised if someone's sobering up from that.
Yeah. Awkward.
He's carrying his glaive, and he has the javelin of lightning strapped to his back. Mm-hmm. He's fully... Zoe's got her armor on, the armor of the Zephyr, as we say. She can actually... Blood, float right? Now. Yeah. Oh, cool. Off the ground.
Okay. And Strata, what are you doing to prepare?
Strata, kind of off a little away from people, is just going to quietly to himself just say, Ayun, I am going to stay this time. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's been fun. Kind of laughs nervously.
Your crystals glow pink, and you receive no response except this feeling of disappointment. And then the shimmering glow disappeared.
Kind of wipe away a tear and join the group.
Ben would kind of go up to Strata and be like, and put his hand on his shoulder and be like, "Don't worry. Even if we do fall today, they'll sing songs about our bravery, man. We'll go down in history as the heroes that died gloriously." Ben just kind of like enamored by like the idea of being like immortalized in history.
Truthfully.
At that, Strata's kind of look at Ben. He says, Ben, you're right. He's going to take out from his bag, like, just a whole bunch of paper and notes and books and everything. He's going to walk back in. And, Your Majesty.
You see the king is there, and he's just sort of patting. Yeah, he's patting Arnagos, who's landed down on the ground, and he sort of looks back. He says, "Strata, what can I do for you?"
Your Majesty, if we do not make it out today, please take these notes. I've been working on this history for quite a while now, and there is a lot of research in there that you might not be able to reproduce. And it has some of the Six's story as well. I would appreciate if...
The king raises... You're handing him the notes physically in your hand?
Yeah,
are you trembling as you do? I imagine.
Yes.
The king places his hand on top of yours, and he just puts his hand on top of the notes. He says, "You keep them. You will survive to tell the tale, Lord Keeper. Someone has to. I refuse. You will tell your own story, Strata."
A little bit more resolutely, kind of nods. "Thank you, Your Majesty. I will."
No problem. Now, Six, have you gotten everything ready? Where did Belgrath go?
He's ready.
Okay. Billy, you got that green button.
Yeah.
I think now's the time.
I'll just kind of like turn to everybody. No matter what happens today, we fight
like heroes. So we might as well ride like heroes. And I'll hit the green button.
We pan over the city, and we head back to Tanglewood Estate. We move down to the lab where all of a sudden lightning coils begin to churn and move in a circular motion up the lightning tower, zapping like Frankenstein. Lightning drives down the tower into the lab itself. Coils and large cogs and screws start floating in the air around the metal chassis of this machine that you've been building for so long in your lab, Ben. Suddenly, the plates start to move and connect with a giant red eye glowing in the center, and then...
As it clicks to life, it makes a snap, as if Death himself is snapping his fingers. It's one of the descriptions on this thing.
Burst out of Tanglewood, a giant hole just bursting through each floor and roof in Tanglewood. You'd all hear this sort of snap in the distance. And then hurling towards you guys is a huge machine. A mechanical beholder.
Shit.
I got an ace in my sleeve.
It flies with incredible magical propulsion until eventually it stops just above all of you and slowly hovers down. It's got six tentacled arms that have eyes on them that glow different colors and seem to have different devices on them. One prominent middle eye as it sort of makes this weird crunching mechanical sound as it hovers above all of you and then slowly lowers down.
Greetings, Master.
Ben would just almost be like a kid on Christmas, just like, oh, it's ready, it's finally ready. Big smile on his face as he... Well, by all means, get inside if you dare.
As metal stairs and a ramp slowly appear and unfold from its metal chassis. And inside, it's rather open. It's 15 by 15 foot inside space.
It'd be almost pretty... Well, I'm not going to say like luxurious at this point. It'd be almost simplistic, but there'd be a lot of luxuries. Like Ben would have like a little bar and like things like that. Like a little like... It says like I can add all kinds of modification probes, sensors, gauges, functions, and one of the things it points out is it masterfully makes martinis.
You see Captain Desmond's just like, holy shit, why didn't you mention this earlier?
What's the fun in that?
You made this?
Yeah. Long, long time ago, I met this little halfling fella. He gave me blueprints for this mechanical beholder. Mr. Ono, I think his name was, but been working on this thing a long time. Long time.
You've outdone yourself, Benjamin.
Actually, Tyrannus, I figure you might be one of the best ones to be one of the main operators today. I know, you deal out your fair share damage to people, but I know you're not the most likely to take a hit. You're not very good at taking a punch. No offense.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm not very good with machinery, though.
That's the great thing about this. It's voice activated, my friend. You can tell it what to do, and it will do it most of the time.
So, just mechanically, just so you know, it only requires one crew member, so one person actually controlling it, and then it can hold up to five others, and those five can see and shoot ranged attacks from inside of the mechanical beholder.
Yeah.
So, because there's several plates that open and shift and change, so you can shoot ranged attacks from inside without being hindered, but still be protected inside of the mechanical beholder.
It's almost like a mobile bunker.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was saying. Tyrannus.
So, the five individuals are unencumbered to have to control anything, actually. Only one person has to actually be in control and be in the pilot seat. At the helm, sorry. Specifically the helm. Which I assume is going to be Ben.
Right, at least right in this moment, yeah.
Bonnie doesn't have range attack. She'll be right there on the ground fighting.
You watch as the king jumps onto Arnagos. You see as Bogren Firebeard transforms into his rainbowy macaw, and both of them go flying into the air. Six, the king says. If you're going to fly that unholy contraption, well, I hope it serves you well. And you, the moment that, remember I have a sending stone, and the moment that that herald shows its face, I will come in aid. Till then, good luck. Flies away. And, Commander Redora comes up. So, it cost a lot, but I've made the arrangements to get you securely to the... What the hell is that thing? What?
Thank you anyways, but,
What? Do you know what I had to give up to make these arrangements to get you through the tunnels below the city? It's a whole thing!
I found another way.
Apparently. Stormglaives, come! Let us go.
You should use that, that tunnel system for any of the women and children that can't fight.
We'll deal with that when the city is saved. He says. Okay, so Ben, let's see, you can fit yourself plus five people. So if it's you, I'm gonna make sure this guy is to the back. So if it's you, Ben, and then we got, I'm guessing Tyrannus, are you gonna go into the mechanical beholder?
Yeah.
Okay, Strata?
Oh, yeah. Where's my guy? There he is.
Right here. I got you. I'll put you in. Okay, Bonnie, you're not? What about Zoe? Is she gonna go in?
I'm in it for now, but to get there, right? And then once we're there, I will jump
out. I don't know. Is that your plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to run that far on foot.
On the way there, I'm going to show Bonnie the controls.
Okay, so, sorry, I just want to make sure we have this count right.
I think
you can only take six. Only six creatures can be inside of this thing. And right now, there's... I'm not going to count your turret. There's five. Belgarath, are you going in too?
Well,
oh no, he's walking there, pissed.
We'll drive up behind Belgarath, just like, hey man, you're missing out. Just like partying inside the...
We need Kilmo in here too.
Okay, so Kilmo will
Desmond.
Come in. See, this is what I'm asking.
Might as well.
Danthui's going to go with the king.
I think we all just kind of assume that.
Yeah, I'm not playing other people's characters. I don't do that. Okay.
Anthony and the king have something going on.
But with that, you're all inside.
Interspecies erotica.
The ramp slowly pulls itself in, and the machine comes to life and starts moving as you all head towards Mithrax. And with that, as you guys head into battle, off in the distance, this Hydra Mithrax digging into the ground lifts up its five heads, looks up to the sky, and lets out a mighty roar. An ominous warning of what is to come. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank everybody. You don't have to do that. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. Yay. Don't forget to follow us on all social media. You should join our Discord server if you haven't already. We like talking to you guys. We like seeing your reactions in our spoilers channel to our episodes, especially with this world-ending shit that's going on here. And you could also be interacting with it because we have a Discord roleplay server where people are on there all the time roleplaying, and it happens in real time with the show as it's released. So,
also, you can ask questions to us like, is the Hydra digging with its claws or with its mouths?
It's just face-butting the thing with its multiple... It's like...
It's just basically, is it using its heads? Or is it just using its, like, little claws? Like,
well, the Hydras don't have claws.
Brontosaurus, like...
Using its head.
It would be its heads or its feet. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. So you can ask questions like that on our Discord. So join our Discord so you can ask questions like that. But yeah, without further ado, until next time, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.